Voting?
Yeah.
Okay.
After the share last week, I'd like to say a few things just as a heading, which I think is important. And that is answering Amen. It's a tremendous chizuk in tefillah if when you answer Amen, you think about what you're saying, rather than just, we automatically say Amen, Amen, but we don't think about it. Amen means Kel Melech Ne'eman. And Rav Volba once explained to us, I remember, it's the three important stages of the world. Kael is from the creation, Melech is Matan Torah, is Ne'eman is the Gulah Shleima. That's what, and it's a whole comprehensive emunah, which is coming out, which you're saying here. But when you answer Amen, if you try to Shema Ne'esrei, and you think about what you're saying, emes in what I'm saying, and I also am a vakesh that, but bakosha, if it's a bakosha, emes, it's true that a kodesh bakosha gives das, and I also require that bakosha as well. The two aspects of it. It's true what I said, Mamin, it's true what I said, and I affirm, and I also need that when I'm asking
why,
for.
Why do we say it's a bracha v'atala has a shalom if the Shir Tzibur is saying what and says Amen, and then we don't say Amen? Why?
It's a minyan. Tavashe b'kedusha. You need to say answer it. It's a minyan. Hazos Hashatz needs to be answered. Why is it a bracha v'atala? It's a bracha v'atala because it's tali on the tzibur. It's being said for the tzibur. It's a shliach. It's a chazos for the tzibur.
He's mama shliach.
He's a shliach tzibur, and if you're not answering Amen, so the bracha is not chal. Such doesn't have the efficacy to it. Doesn't have the power to it. But if you try and Shemayin Esrei, and you listen to Shemayin Esrei, try and think to yourself, MS, and I also affirm it as well. I found it tremendously, we mentioned last week, I was trying it during the week, and I was thinking, and every Bach and Shemayin Esrei, it's true what I just said, Kael Melech Ne'aman, and also I affirm, if it's a request, if it's a Hidah, try and do that. You'll find a tremendous chizuk. You're not just answering Amen blindly, just saying, listen to us, it gives more interest and more stimulation.
What's the difference between MS and then the affirmation?
And I also need that bracha. I also, if it's das, I also request das. If
it's haidah. You agree, you're saying MS on the macro level, and then you're saying on a micro level, I also need.
Very good, very good. That's exactly it. And I also require that thing. Yeah. If you look in the Siddur, Vilna Siddur, it actually says that under every bracha. MS, what I just said, v'yukuyam masha bikashli, or v'yukuyam lahidor.
So you're joining yourself up, mamash.
Yes.
With
the bracha, with the bracha.
With his bracha.
If you do it, if you concentrate on, you need a certain discipline. If you listen to the bracha.
Well, I always do. Anyway, I always say Amen.
You say Amen, but you're not thinking what you're saying, though.
Maybe not.
You don't think. You don't have a concentration.
I just say
Amen, which is very good, which is very nice, but you can make it more.
Roshem, how do we say?
How do you say Amen? I'm not saying, but do you think of that, that Kael Melech, you can think Kael Melech, and also, it's true what he said, and also, I also need that bracha, if it's a haidah, if it's a bakosha, I also require that. Try and think of it, and the bracha will become more, and you'll listen much more carefully to Chazor HaShatz, which is a beautiful thing as well, much more. Second thing I wanted to say is Shem Hashem. Try if you can, I've been trying this whole week, and the last week as well, as I mentioned in the Shem. Before you say Shem Hashem, stop a minute and think Adon HaKol. You say it so many times, and the dabbling is entirely different, entirely different. Stop, before Baruch HaTor, think Adon HaKol, and then say Shem Hashem. And the Kavana is wonderful. You feel tremendously achieved, a sense of achievement you feel, as you're thinking to yourself, Adon HaKol, if you say that.
So you think Adon HaKol in between Ator.
Stop before you say Shem Hashem.
So Baruch Ator.
You have to go a little bit slower, but the davening is eino doime. It's not incomparable.
Can you drag out the ator and whilst you're saying ator, think
you don't
of
have to. You know, Baruch Ator, Adon HaKol. You can do that before you say Shem Hashem. You know how many times you say Shem Hashem, and davening is endless. But otherwise, it's Chas V'Shalom. It can be almost like a batol. You're saying the name of it. Think of it. You'll find your dabbling will improve immensely. I found that. The next thing is Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. Answering Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. You keep on saying Amen Yeheshmei Rabba Mevorach in the higher world, Atzilus. Omei is Bria Yitzira. Atzilus is a mockum of the Kisei. Bria is something from nothing. Yitzira is something from something. And Asiya is a mockum of action where we live. You're bringing down the Shechina. It makes a tremendous difference in your answering Kaddish as well. Those are the points which I wanted to mention to you. Amen, Shem Hashem, and Amen Heshmer. And you'll see your davening will improve.
Oh, Ronnie.
Immensely. Okay. Take a look now at page Tzadik Zion. Tzadik Zion. Bechein din. We did this a little bit last week, but let's look inside the way the Chaim puts it. Bechein din kviyas mokum bebeis haknesses. The fixing a place of davening. Chazal hifligu boze ma'oid. Chazal emphasized this tremendously. Ba'omu bepeh kama de brochas. Kalakavea mokum litfilosai. Oyevav noiflim tachtov. His enemies fall away from him. Velakei Avraham be'ezroi. And the God of Abraham will look after him. Benikra chosid va'onov. Because the chosid anov mitamidav shel Avraham avinu. Bekosvu bapoizkim tzor shiyelo beis haknesses mokam kavua tomid shelo yachlifenu b'shum panim. But if it's annoying, if someone's standing there, you're not going to tell him to move away. But it's in a radius of 6 feet, 4 amas. And then it's tefillin mekubos. Now, why is that, Rabbi Isa? Why is it such a beautiful title? What is this behind it? Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Gemara Brachos, why is it called Hei Ana Behei Chosid? Listen to Rabbeinu Yonah here. The beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah here. Listen to this lotion here. Rabbeinu Yonah says, he asked the question.
What daf in?
It's in at the back in the riff. Oh, okay. In the riff, daf vav. It's page six in the riff at the back. So listen to Rabbeinu Yonah. The yesh makshin v'chi mipnei zebul v'ad, because you just said you are mokum kavua. You say after he died, Shevach Godel Kozeh, Hey Onav, Hey Chosid. Just because you were Kaveh Mokum, such an incredible Hesped, you say on the person, just because he had a fixed place? How can that be? What's so special about it? But hello, Shmuel HaKotten was a doctor. Unehirin Le Shevilin Deshmaya Kishvilin Nahadir. And the streets of Nahadir were like, the streets of Shemayim were like the streets of Nahadir. Shmuel was a doctor. Remember Shlomo Zalman Omer once said that a doctor has to get somewhere quickly. So he knew the streets of Nahadir, he knew the streets of Shemayim like he knew the streets of Nahadir. He could run in and out somewhere, the alleyways. He knew how to get somewhere. They said about Shmuel HaKotten, He could have had the Shechina on him, not Shmuel, but the door wasn't suitable. And they said about him, about him they said that. So you and me, if we have a fixed mokum, how can you say that about me? Someone has a fixed place in his davening, how can that be? He answers, beautiful answer. Yesh loyman. Shelo omu ba'abur kviyas mokum bilvad. It's not just because they have fixed place. Elo roitza loyman shekol kach medak deit b'tfilosa. He's so careful with his davening. Shegam bozeh hu nizha sheroitza tedhiya tfilosa b'mokum yuvad. He's so careful about his davening. He wants it to be in a fixed place. He doesn't want to be hefka. Once here and once there. That's the mila of it. That's the point of it. Because he loves his davening so much, he doesn't want it to be hefka from here to there and everywhere. He doesn't really have a fixed place. That's a tremendous humility of him. My davening is so careful. I have to be so careful with my davening, so I have a fixed place. His tefillah will be accepted before Hashem. If he doesn't have another, you can never daven with kavanah. So the person who's so bothered that where I daven should be fixed, that it shouldn't be a hefka place, it shows his anova and his delight in his ahava for tefillah. That shows great anova. And once a person is a nonav, they reach the level of a chosid. Shehi gedoyla yose, it's much greater. Goemes lachaberta, anova mebiyed l'day chosidus nimsu shebavur dikdek tefillah. Because he's so careful about his mokum tefillah, zoyche la'elu hamailos. He's called an onav and a chosid, because he's so careful. That's what it means. Not because you have a fixed place, because you're makpilon. It shows how careful you are for your tefillah, and that's the beautiful point behind it. I want it to be something special. When I daven, it's something special for me. And therefore that shows that nova, my care, in my connection when I talk to the Almighty. That's what he's saying. It's a beautiful point by Ben Yonah there. Okay, let's go back inside. What a shame it would be if we abuse something which has been written in the Shulchan Aruch. You should not change your place unless something happens. To stand in shul with respect, without any carelessness. Shenema, Bishar Shadam Oime Bitfila, Yehesh Yisamer, Shaobe Elokim, Sheinka Moisa Boilam. You should know that when you're standing in prayer in front of the Almighty, you should be overjoyed that you're standing in front of Hashem, Melech Ma'achei Hamlochim, and there's nothing better in Olam Hazeh. Don't be careless in shul when you're standing in front of him. Ela biyira, the kosra hapoiskim b'shem hakolbeim. Oylohem lemedabim tovoim b'teilim. Oy bay to people who talk chatter or nonsense inside the shul. Oy schoik or laughter b'shas hatfila. Shehabi batei kniyosos nehugu. Many shuls were destroyed b'shul kalos roish. People who were careless. The shul was destroyed because people weren't careful about their tefila. There's a terrible punishment. Be very careful. You're standing in a shul, you're standing before the tefillin. So last night was Sunday. Sunday night, I was davening in Lev Eliyahu. I was davening mincha, just before mincha. I was standing there ready to daven mincha. As I was saying Ashrei, an avrei came over to me and knocked me on the shoulder. Said, "Move away from here. Move away. Go away from here. Move away." I said, "Why?" He said, "You hear him next to you? Hear him next to you?" He was sitting there. The other person was sitting there, and I was saying, "Move away. He's talking Lashon Hara in shul. The mensch here, you can hear him talking about something. He's an oisforth, he's a tembel, he's a foolish person. You heard him on the phone in shul talking." So the Babi said, "Move away, get away from here, move away." And we both moved away.
He was trying to help you.
Yeah, he said, get away from here. Can't you hear what he's saying? He said to me, "Get away." In the middle of shul, he was talking. You heard him all the Lashon Hara on the phone in the shul. He was on the phone talking to somebody on the phone, and you heard him talking about somebody in a loud voice. "Yeah, he's no good, he's a ganav," I think he said, "he's a tembel, ain't no seichel." And it was mamash Lashon Hara in shul.
What's a tembel?
A tembel is like a fool, an idiot. And you heard him say Lashon Hara. So the avrei said, "Go away, run away from me." And he ran away and I ran away. I went to the other side of the shul. In a loud voice he was talking about.
Oh my goodness.
I thought, what a beautiful thing to do. He told me, "Move away, don't damn near there's such a person.
Get out of his
mokum. Get out of his mokum. Get out of his mokum. Get out of his dalat amas," he was telling me. "Move away." And he ran away to the other side. And he said, "Go away to the other side of the shul." He said, "Don't stand here. Don't stand near such a person."
Oh wow.
You have to be careful in the shul. We're standing in front of the Kisei HaKovod, you know, in front of Melech Ma'adalif Nei Miato.
It's interesting, within the last year or two.
What's the guy doing that in shul?
In shul. And you heard him in a loud voice talking Lashon Hara about somebody on the phone. He was really
the Rebbe,
shouting.
I don't know who bought these, but the Rebbe, it's all about Asul Ladaber.
Yeah, really? No.
And it's got the tefillah of Tosis Yontov, if you don't talk. And it's got the Gadol Ha'Oime Amen Yosemir Amarach. And it's all about all the tissue boxes.
They're free.
They're free.
Yeah, there's something up. You have to phone up this number and they donate.
It's a great way to remind us during davening. Like,
obviously.
Be careful standing in shul. No, that's the beginning. We're spending so much time davening. Okay, let's carry on. Next one. The tzorich lispalel b'koil rom. It doesn't really mean a loud voice, but it needs a voice. V'naim, and pleasant. K'mo shenema hashmini es koilech. U'k'sha'atem mispalelim lifonai b'koil gavoya. Because your voice is very pleasant. It means like this, Rabbi say. Don't look at the words when you're davening. Say the words. Say the words. Don't people just looking at the words, and say the words, and if you can, say them with a passion, say them with a certain feeling. Your davening will be entirely different. It's entirely different davening. Ashrei Yoshbei Beisecha. Say the words. Don't look at the words, but say the words. If you do that, a kolam doesn't mean a loud voice. It means that you can hear yourself talking. It makes an enormous difference in the havana and the lev. When I daven here in Bet Shemesh, sometimes in the morning, I daven in the shul, and right behind me is a Talmud Chacham who davens there. You know Mordechai Fischer? He stands right behind me. That one's beautiful. Beautiful. I stand right in front of him. That one's beautiful. You hear him, every single word is said with a passion, with a meaning to it. You hear someone davening like that, you suddenly realize what davening is. It's careful. I used to daven in Har Nof next to Rav Kreisworth, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and you heard him davening such a beautiful, you heard him expressing himself as he was talking for the davening, like poetry, he was reading the words and counting out the words he was saying it. It helps tremendously in Kavana if you do that. People mumble the words very properly. Look at the words fast. Don't do that. If you can, use the commas as well. Commas helps a great deal. Many siddurs have commas inside, which help you make phrases out of it. Okay, now the next one is a bit controversial, Rabbi Isai. Inyan tfilas zatikin, davening at nates. Mibad shita sarif ha-rambam shehu chiyav gomu. According to the rif of the Rambam is the chiyav. Va-oivar azeh ve-ein mispal kevasikin nikwa oivar adibay chachomim. Okay. Let's go to the end though. it's not but you should know it's a very big thing. A person who damages at nates doesn't get injured the whole day long. If there would be in our times, if there would be living in our times, one of the Tanoim, Sheyodua, Shekol B'Yachoyzov Miskayimim, and every time he would give a bracha, his bracha would Mekayim, or Yimishtadim L'Kabel B'Yachos, everybody would try and run to get the bracha from the Tana. Halachas Kama B'Kama, bracha V'Chasos, if Chazal promised you that you would have a good day, how much more so you should be careful of it. Chazal say, if you daven Basikin, you're promised with a very good day. V'Chizkiyo HaMelech, Shechazal Omu Alav, Shepikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asoy Samashim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyo the Mashiach. The one mila about Chizkiyo, which is said in Chazal, is he damned at Basikim. But Rabbuna, do you remember this in the Gemara? Shezocha lechamein pa'amachas Basikim. Once Rabbuna had tremendous kavana at Basikim, im semichas gu'la letfila, lo posak chukam mipunei kalayam. He was laughing, he was smiling the whole day long. Meirov simcha sheyoda shegodal ha-mitzvah v'schad. Damn that Basikim. Chazal promised you it was a very important bracha, a very important segula for it. The das kama poskim shetfilas Basikim adif mitfilas tzipur. The Chaim used to daven Basikim every morning, I think. Chaim Kanevsky daven every morning
Basikim. Saying that it's better to daven Basikim be yechidus than with a
million. With a
tzipur.
That's what he's saying. It's mitzvah. Yeah, but we don't hold like that.
Right. I understand that, yeah.
We don't, but it's a big thing. It's a choshetha thing to do that. But we don't paskin like that. I mean, the Chaim was very Maccabean about that. Chazanish also davened at Basikin as well. I remember Rabbi Eliashiv wanted to daven at Basikin, but people complained to him, said to him they wanted to daven with his minyan, they couldn't get there on time, so he davened later. He didn't daven at Basikin either. But yeshivas don't daven Basikin. Many people don't daven Basikin. I don't think Rabbi Moshe davened at Basikin either. Moshe Feinstein. It's a very choshevet to daven, but not everybody holds by that. The smichas gula tefillah. The kosa Rabbeinu Yohanes in Prague. Look at this, Rabbi Yisai. Beperk Eicha, Perushan Eicha. I don't know who Rabbi Yohanes in Prague is. I don't know who it is. Al Eicha, shetfilas batikin mufrachas liskaber. Anybody who dabbles a basikin is mufrachas liskaber. The ilu haya misfal in basikin, the yamachub. If they would have been dabbling a basikin on the day of the chub beis amigdash, lo haya nechva beis amigdash. The beis amigdash would want to be destroyed. Ulekach kosiv sakoisa v'yonon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the day very cloudy. On the day of the Chum Beis HaMikdash, they didn't know when Nates was. So HaKadosh prevented that so there could be a Chum Beis HaMikdash. That's what he said. Power of the davening Basikin. Now, you and me. V'afilu mi she'eino mispalin Basikin. You daven Basikin, Eliezer? V'afilu mi she'ein mispalin Basikin. Al kol panim chayav lahashkiv. Get up early k'v'yecholtoi k'mo she'omu k'adimu v'chashichu l'beikanishla ki heichid u'tulcho chayav. Someone who comes early to shul and stays late in shul has a longer life. The person comes early to shul and he stays a bit later after Maiv as well. He gets Arichas Yomim.
Rabbi Haber took us once, organized a tour around part of Harabais, what's left of it. And we all got there, about 20 of us got there for Basikin. It was
at the Koisel. It was amazing. Yeah, special.
So I can say I've done it once. My father, my Mokhutan, said, at least do it, at least go once. So I've done it, you know, I've been there once.
It's a beautiful feeling when it's quiet at Nate's. A few minutes of complete silence.
It's totally something else.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. The only other time that you get knocked off your senses is to be there at midnight, and there's nobody else there. It's just you, Hashem, and God's home, and it's totally quiet.
Moments of Kedusha, you feel it? Moments of Kedusha.
Yes. It's definitely there. In all the noise of the day, it's very hard to actually...
But I tell you something, he's saying here something a little bit more. If you get the shul early, and you put on your tefillin early, and you're ready early, I think it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, he brings it out later.
Right, yeah.
That is also a tremendous... You can daven benachas.
Yeah, that's...
Don't come late. If you come KS1, early...
That's KSY for you. At 7:45. Not everyone comes 8:00, 7:15 when it's supposed to start, and I'm there at 7:45.
Yeah, then you have time to sit down and think
sit
about
down and think
of it. Think what you're doing and say to him maybe a few bits before. It's a tremendous thing getting there early. He's saying Kadim, coming early, Khashikh and staying later, gets Arichas Yomim. But Omu, Hashkamas, Pesach Midrash, who may Adwaim Shadom, Oichapek was saying Boilam Hazeh. Person gets a reward by Boilam Hazeh, I can't come as Loilam Habo. Can't come as Loilam Habo.
Yeah.
Only pay was for Olam Hazeh. Only pay was for Olam Hazeh. But the real capital reward comes in Olam Haba. But the pay was is like the dividends you get in Olam Hazeh by coming early to shul. Va'amu tzoich adam lahashkim litzvila she'en lecha gedoyla min atzvila. Va'amu hein am klovi yokon in Parshas Bala. They get up early like a lion. Oimdim karayos. They get up like lions when we toss them the creation of atzvila. Va'amu Talmid Chochem. Look at this. Al yikones v'achorena. A Talmid Chacham should not come late to shul. The korilei poshe ba'otzer, because it's a chil Hashem. Talmid Chacham comes late, they call him a poshe and a lazy person. La'osid lova yikwo kulam b'shem ha'poshe. I know, but people talk now. People wag. People say, what's he coming late for? You're right, you should don the chavsos. Not everyone's like you, Rabbi. Not everyone's like you. People wag and people say things.
And you shouldn't. And you shouldn't either. You just do what you're doing, and you shouldn't.
Yeah,
start.
That's the problem. But people wag. People say.
People do.
It's terrible.
It is. And we shouldn't do it at all, because that's what Hashem's wanting out of us. You know, the Geula would come faster if you obeyed ourselves.
Oh yeah, definitely. If we get a little bit more. Avaschin, I'm not seeing Avaschin.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right. You agree.
Very much.
Don't come late. Abishai, the ha'ad sale. Look what he says in Tanveit. The osid lover, you call the fi ha'maisa. And the osid lover, a person is judged according to his maishin. The oiloi la oisa busha lechilim. Oi veit for a person without embarrassment. The omu, shena shoshachis, moitzinis, adam in oilam. A person lies in bed in the morning and doesn't get up to shul. Takes him out of the world. You can over on this man. You can never make it straight. But after Pamach, even in one day you missed that Kriya Shema. You said it like it's a very powerful point. One day you never said Shema. It's as if you never said Kriya Shema, because you love the Hasmada to it. But I'm Ba'irachaim. Says in Ba'irachaim, Simon Nun Ches. Even if you don't daven vasikin, chayav lahakdim mashayuchal v'isul gomel leisacher. Come as early as you can and don't come late. At soif hazman, k'mashakosav agor. V'bigmar bebrochus omru b'marava. Lighter a curse on a person who comes late. L'chalil zalzel b'kolos. Don't come late to shul. Don't lie in bed. Come make sure you come to shul. Let's have a look at this halacha here. Simen nun ches beis. You have to make something out of the davening, not just walk in and walk out. Come earlier and make an effort. But davening is such an incredibly powerful point. The height of the world, the power of Twitter, such an incredible power behind it all. Did I ever tell you the Lashon in Pirkei Avos, where Matis Yolman spoke about this? Ala Torah, Ba'avodah, Gemilas Chasodim. Three things, says Shimon HaTzadik. So Rabbeinu Yonah says on that Mishnah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu anticipates our perfection in those three. Ala Torah, Ba'avodah, Gemilas Chasodim. Oimed means we are expected to perfect ourselves in Torah, Ba'avodah, Gemilas Chasodim. So Rabbi Matisyo Zeh HaTzadik Livracha once explained, Torah nowadays has a tremendous renaissance. Tremendous. People learn Torah.
I used to think that people used to always encourage people not to be lazy, but people learn Torah. Nowadays, people do learn Torah. You can't tell people about Chashibus B'Torah. I think in our times, it's not, you often read in the articles of Avigdor Miller from years ago, he spoke about not serious, people are serious about Torah. People do learn Torah. I know every place I've been in the world, in America, in different communities, people get up and learn Torah. People learn Torah. Torah is a big thing. Chesed is a major league project by many people. Chesed, in shoes, Hachnosas Och, in Bikuchoylim, you know, singles. People spend a lot of time in Chesed. But Avodah, he said, is lacking. He said, Mi Yodeh, if the Gula is not being held back because of the lack of Tefillah. Lack of Tefillah is not enough. Tefillah doesn't have that momentum to it as it should do. I can hear that. Torah, people learn Tachayomi, people learn a great deal. Chesed, everyone is interested in Chesed. But Tefillah, to stand there and daven in front of a Bayi Olam, I was thinking to myself, you know, the Novi says, Unashal Mofayim Sforsenu, let our lips be instead of the Korbanos. Kol's man that there's no Korbanos, there are lips. To get back to the Korbanos, you need your lips. You need to get back, the replacement is the lips. In other words, you get back, Unashal Mofayim Sforsenu, that the poem, the lips are instead of it. If you don't have that, how can you get back to the Korbanos if you don't have that? Avodah Satfila is a tremendous avodah to put your heart into it, to put meaning into it, to say the words with a passion, come early to shul, make something of it. Makes a tremendous impression in the family as well. I should know, tremendous. I remember my father, Olav Shalom, always used to be one of the first in shul every morning. It made a tremendous impression watching him coming early in the morning. He used to go every morning to shul. He was about 20 minutes, half an hour before davening. He used to stand there and learn Mishnayos, something. Olav Shalom used to make a tremendous effort about it, coming early to shul. Come in, don't be late. Make an avodah out of it. It's interesting. Just say, you know, I used to be a lawyer in England, and I remember I was once on a case, and we had to go to a place outside London. I think it was Rugby somewhere, to the courts there.
Yeah.
And just the mice, I remember it so clearly. And the leading counsel, I guess it was a Queen's Counsel. Queen's Counsel was a big lawyer. Now it's King's, top people. Queen,
top people.
QC.
QC is a Queen's Counsel. Now it's called a KC. Yeah, we have it, Queen's Counsel, like it's a top lawyer. Now it's probably called a King's Counsel.
We have the same.
Queen Knight's what probably the King's Counsel, but at the top, one of the top lawyers. So the other side, he was a QC, very top lawyer, very big man. So I remember he told us before going into the court, he said, I've been here already an hour before the court begins, because I find if I come earlier, I can make my case much clearer. I thought, give me tremendous chizuk and tefillah, this man, for the court he came early. It makes a difference. I'm ready for my case. I'm ready.
You can also charge for an extra hour. Forget it. Probably.
He's the businessman. Maybe you did. But. So I come early, then I can. My case is clear. I can say the points. I told myself, my, what a limit for Twitter. No. Mm-hmm. He says that in the next parasha. Look in here. What? Okay. Look at the next paragraph. If someone's Yetzirah gets hold of him in the winter, how can you get him in the morning? It's cold outside. Oh yeah, she ended up in the summer. You say I didn't sleep enough. I can't get up. I dine lo Shabbat the Mishnah. I didn't sleep enough. Yiskabe olov, the Al Yishmana. Don't listen to your Yetzirah. The Yachshav benafshay. Ilu haya here nitzach lamoid the shoyis lifnei melech basavodah. If you had to go and have a meeting in the court, at this barrister, you had to go and have a meeting in the court. Kama haya zoris, careful you would be zoy lamoid b'shkama. You get there very early in the morning. Lahokin atzma to kafei yosav avodas abba kol shekain by a court or by a king. If you had to get there early, you get there early. You don't come late. Kavachoyim ben kavachoyim lifnei melech machay amlochim hakadosh baruch hu ad kana shoyna. That's the Mishnah Berurah says that. Let's have a look at this inside.
On a cold London morning, with what's name, windscreen, all iced up.
It's a big thing.
There's your avodah, Rabbi.
It certainly is. There's clean the ice off the screen.
I'm going to shul, but I've got to get the car to work and turn it on. Yeah. 6:25 in the morning.
Yes.
That's why you made Aliyah.
It's not why I made Aliyah at all. But you definitely remember.
The efforts you make, especially in the
weather.
Remember the efforts you make, but the efforts you make.
Maybe the tefillah was worth more for the
The
story of your father, rain, hail, or shine.
He was
walk up the hill.
My father, every Shabbos morning, would go and daven for the old people in the old age home in Birmingham. He walked 45 minutes uphill every single Shabbos morning. Rain, snow, whatever it was, he walked all the way up there. He was like the rabbi for the old people. He davened for them, laying for them, gave them a drosha. Made Kiddush with them, sang Zemiras with them, and buried them after they died as well. He was everything for them. He looked after them. But he walked every, I couldn't believe it, 45 minutes every Shabbos morning uphill. And my mother used to walk to meet him on Shabbos as well. Alei HaShalom. But big things.
Yeah,
an example. Let's have a look at this Mishnah Berurah here. Sif Aleph. Oh, he brings that here. Sif Aleph. Let's have a look at Mishnah Berurah here on this. I think he brings it from the beginning, right at the beginning, of making sure you come early for davening. In the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. I remember seeing it once here. He says here, Tzarich ha'odom. No, what is it? What's the number test? 1 second. Yezohe ma'oid lakum shah lefachot chatzi shah kodem kriyas ha'shemesh. Before the sun of Esau, come early to shul, half an hour. You can daven properly with the shul, clean, and you're ready, ready to daven. Come early to shul, don't come late to shul. Coming late to shul, the whole davening is like rushed. It doesn't have the same hashivas to it. Come early. Okay, should we just finish off the next one as well? These are all points of halacha, Rabbi. So, but this is how Reb Chaim lived. This is how he lived his day. No? You're like peeping into the life of Reb Chaim here. Do you have one there? You don't have one? I'm sorry. I can give you. Please forgive me. Page Tzadik Ches at the bottom. Kein yizoy ma'oy b'meshes hiu chazal shlo yava lifnei hamispalim. Don't walk in front of someone who's davening. Supposing someone's davening here, you're here and the person is right behind you. You can't move back. But if you can go to the side, if he's there, then you can perhaps go to the side. I mean, if he's right behind you, you're stuck, right behind. But if it's like this, you can go off to the side a bit like that. I think
a lot of times I assume people search one end straight, even though there's nobody behind them, they just go off to an angle and come back. What is that? Instead of going straight back. Even if there's nobody right behind them.
I don't know. But you're stuck like this. You're stuck. But if it's like this, you can go to the side.
But doesn't that still mean you're technically in front of their Dalai Lama's, still in front of them, but even though it's to the side, like that's still.
And I asked Nochum Eisenstein, one of the poskim in the Mir, he's the rabbi of Azerbia. He was something Rabbi Eliashiv said, like this you can't, but this you could move to that way. He held like that. You could go to the side. If it's like that, then you can't even go back. But if it's a little bit to the side, otherwise you have to wait.
You mean you're a little bit to the side, or
this is you? This is you, and this is him. He's still davening.
You can't move back because you're in here.
You can't go to the side there. But if it's like this, you can go to the side there.
That's how. Why can you not look to the side if you're right in front of him?
No, because you're right in front of him.
But you're already right.
Evidently, Rabbi Eliashiv said if it's like that, you can't move. But if it's to the side. You can go off to the side, evidently. But right,
I don't understand. What does it mean if you're...
This is you and that's him.
Right.
He's davening. Now, he's still davening. You finished.
You can't move back.
You can't go... But like this...
Meaning you move to the side?
You go like this. You go like that.
But where's your starting position? In front of him or next to him?
No, you're starting in here. You're
still in front of him.
You're starting here.
But you go off on an angle.
Only, but that you can't do. Now you can't.
Right.
Evidently. But if you're like that... If he's right behind you, you can't move.
So if he's right behind you, you can't go off on an angle.
You can't go.
You're still within his Dalai Lama.
But there, evidently, you could go like that.
Meaning, if you're a little bit off.
But otherwise, you have to wait.
I have to check. Behind you.
Those people who daven on Longshman Yeshiva should all daven next to the wall. They shouldn't daven right. Otherwise, you can't. The people are stuck there. Okay, should we just finish off? Kach yizom b'moed. Don't go out of shul before the end of davening. If you have to go out, Kahai Gavna, the Kosu Shuhu, Chasmashon and Bichal, Oizwe Hashem, Yichu. Don't go out in the middle of Davni. Hamazals of Adin and Eilu, Kiilu, Eima, Minim, Chasmashon, Bachodesh, Bachonim, so the Isaac Nesses. It's as if you're abusing Hashem, it's not there. But Oime Lifnei HaMelech, Kiilu, Mavazeh, Chasmashon, Mes HaMelech. Koshukin, Oizakin, Tommy. You go out all the time early. You create Mavad Chilul Hashem, Shepazeh, Goyrem, Sherabim. People learn from you. They do the same as well. Stay till the end of davening, at least. Stay. No, the davening. You're going out early. Don't go out. Wait until davening is finished before you go out. Yes, yes. Okay, we'll leave it here, by the way. What's with next week? Yeah.